left, they're the freaking best. Are we left, the best podcast from east to west. Without Matt, Rich, and Nikolai, such a guess, it's all.
That yes. reminds me that Vikings is on tonight, the midseason finale. I'm excited. It's the best show on TV right now.
I've never watched it.
I want to watch it. I think it's on Hulu. Ooh, you know what other show I saw is on Hulu that
Dragon
I'm
Storm?
Pretty pumped? What?
Dragonstorm. But what show are you looking forward to?
Justified.
What is that?
Ooh, you should watch Justified. I've wanted
to watch Justified for so long.
See a detective?
U.S. Marshal?
Yes.
Oh, I've been seeing videos on YouTube for that. They keep suggesting it.
Yeah.
I say no.
Because back.
Why? Are you? It's not like a Western, but it kind of is.
I don't know.
It's good, though. It's great. It's so, like, I really enjoyed that show.
Back when they had just the DVDs, Netflix, back in those days, Nikolai would get them.
Oh,
and
nice.
He got Justified. Yep. And I'd come home for lunch from work, and like some days he'd be watching an episode, so I'd see some of it,
right? But not the whole
and then
thing.
I'd be like, oh man, this is pretty good. And then the next episode was like seasons later, so I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but it's pretty good.
Wait a
still.
Minute, there's a robot now,
yeah.
Robot. Well, he gets a robot butler in the later seasons. Oh. That might be it's similar to Michael Scarn, but it is different, you know, they do their own thing with it,
nice,
yeah. You know, it does get weird, I guess. That's what I'm excited for,
yeah.
To see how it comes to be.
It's going to
be
good.
The best part about that show was that it had one of the best villains ever on the show. Boyd Crowder is the name of the character.
Boyd.
And the actor who... Al, can you Google that name right now, Boyd Crowder?
Seems like some type of lobster person.
he's the dude from Hateful Eight.
Exactly. Yes,
the
I wanted.
Hateful
I know you
Eight.
Know who this actor is. I forget
okay,
his
yeah.
name.
I know him.
But he's a great actor, and he plays a villain unbelievably well. So yeah, I was. That show is awesome, and Boyd Crowder as a villain, like, he is really, really good, and he's got a lot of layers to him. Like they do that show does a very good job of keeping their villain interesting, even if at some times the characters are a bit one note. But you can say that about a lot of different.
What was it? An early 2000s show? 90s?
No. It was like I think it was like 2000. If I'm going to take a guess, I'm going to say like 2008 to 2013.
Okay.
But I don't actually know for
sure. I got
sure.
you.
But around there.
Time to,
I'll have to check it out if Seitch.
Yeah,
you'll
peek.
I'll peek through the window, not the door.
Yeah,
peek through my window.
I was about to say which window.
The window in my room. I could peek through, but then I probably need a mirror to see the TV. So
at least two.
A little harder. Yes.
Justified was 2010 to 2015.
Mm.
Ooh, so close. I was very close.
Yeah, you got them. You got, like, the range. Like, it
yeah,
was in there.
Yeah. I nailed a couple of those years. Four. Whatever. Good show. Definitely good
I
watch.
Mean, I did guess 1990. So.
Yeah. Was that 90s? No, it's in Walker, Texas Ranger.
Right? Ooh.
Yeah.
Man.
I never really, like, expect you to... You're not really a pop culture guy. You don't
no.
have time. You're
I've been trying to... build a little program where it shows someone's face and I guess who it is, but haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
We just
make flashcards on
Yeah, just print
yeah,
out
but
pictures.
Of people. Nah, then I have to print out I have to go to Staples and get these pictures printed out with these people.
Yeah, can't do that. Can you print these out? Don't ask questions.
I'm just making cards of celebrities and with their names,
right? I can make them look like baseball cards. That's what I'll have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, and have stats on the back.
That's how I get
this
around
Jennifer
it.
Lopez. She has x number of movies, X number of music albums, like Grammys.
I'll probably just do just the name.
No, it's no,
too
not,
much information.
No, you gotta have to do stats now. Yeah, that's true.
Well, you'd want to know. All right, so you'd probably just do like Jennifer Lopez music.
I could do my starter pack. Yeah,
yeah. All right,
that's all it says. It just gives you like Arnold Schwarzenegger, movie star. Like, it just gives you like a ballpark of what you need.
Fern Troyer,
passed away movie star.
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah,
it's been a few years.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah,
since you killed him.
Sorry, I got...
Did you say RIP?
I got out of hand.
Fucking Gen Z. Oh, I hate when people say RIP.
Too late.
Say RIP.
Do you want me to hit him? Do you want me to hit him in the face
with
the
pears? You don't have to hit him. You don't have to hit him. But it is 100% like the most boomer thing about me. When I hear people say RIP, I'm like,
you don't
nah,
like
man.
That? Say no, it out
you
loud.
Pause for the cause.
Say the whole thing.
You're talking about if you actually want them to rest in peace, have the respect to fucking say it, or at least say RIP. I mean, that's already an abbreviation, but I mean, RIP. Oh, dude.
RIP.
Yeah, man.
Oh. Yeah, no, it just doesn't sound right.
I don't know. Like, it's one of those weird things. Like, you should respect death, right?
I don't know.
Death.
I don't respect death.
No,
you can
no.
come for me all
to.
You want.
It comes for all of us.
Please.
So,
of course,
come take me, bitch. But like, fight me, take me. Not like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nah, just no, take me.
I'm looking both ways when I cross that road.
My exact reason for respecting death is your reason for not, because I'm like, it comes for all of us. It's the only undefeated champion.
That's
truly
true.
Undefeated. No matter how many wins you have in life.
You know, that does make sense, yes. That is
that's why
respectable
I, yeah.
about it. Respectable.
But, hey, man.
I'll fight him.
If you believe that you should be like, fuck you, death. Actually, no. That's not really a safe way to live your life. Because that's a little crazy.
I will never die, Dad.
No. You will. Wear a jacket when it's cold. You know, drink water daily. We're all human.
I am switching to an all-sand diet.
Oh, okay.
Try me, Death.
Protein.
No, there's no... I mean, no.
I will lay in the sun for 15 hours while people do that.
You should do that, though. Look at you.
I'm actually illuminating the entire room right now.
It's super bright.
If you did that, you'd get, like, third-degree burns, dude.
Oof. No thanks.
Yeah, you'd be, like, it would be a hospital situation for you.
Yeah.
Do RLF visits me at the hospital?
No, I don't want to go there.
So, I've been working on a thing.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you want to timestamp this, because I'm not sure if you want to leave it in or not.
Gotcha.
So, I've been uploading some of the episodes to, you know, all of the places that you can hear them. But I've been doing it sporadically. Like, I uploaded a few early episodes for holidays. Like, I did episodes 1 and 2 for Thanksgiving or something like that, for mm-hmm. example, or Halloween, I believe. And then I'd started on episode 200, been doing every Monday. And then every once in a while, I'd do new episodes. And what I didn't realize is I was just creating this ugly, disordered mishmash. Mm-hmm. Of all of our, there's no way to reorganize that. I can't, it's everything, all of the services list by publish date. That's what you need. When the episode comes out, that's
right.
The name. It doesn't go by your episode number. It doesn't give a shit. You know? So I was like, damn it, that sucks. And one of the RLFers messaged me on Instagram. That's how I became aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided starting March 1st, I think it starts with like episode 7, I'm going to try and get an episode a day to come out every day. So far, I have every day in March filled. So I've got 31 days in March. So I think I'm up to episode 36 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow morning when I wake up, I'm going to start uploading, you know, for April and everything. So I figured that'd be the best way to do it. But yeah, I just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
Awesome. And yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, if we leave it this in the show, then that's something to look forward to starting in March. Sorry, I completely botched the start of us being on iTunes, but it's kind of perfect.
What an old man.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of on brand. I mean, it took us six years to even get a sniff of iTunes, and then we did it wrong.
Oh, like, hello, iTunes.
Yeah, fucked it up.
Sorry, iTunes.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is my first time. It's never happened, I swear.
So starting March 1st, I'm going to have an episode a day, every day come out. I have had an issue with one episode. I think the link on 27 is no good.
Oh, is that episode Fuckity Fuckface we had to take down?
Oh, no, that episode's fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Woo.
Surprising.
Close.
Yeah.
Good old Fuckity Fuckface made the cut.
I didn't even realize that that's like 13, too. That was like... for some reason, I thought that was like earlier. No, I don't know. Anyway, I was listening and we didn't say if I need a gun, I don't want to be there until much later than I thought.
Really? Like
almost episode 30. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We ran a hashtag contest or something sign like that.
Yeah, no, didn't we come up? Yeah, we came up with a sign off. Everybody.
We had three different options and it was like, that's why we're not teachers or something like that. And,
I kind of like that one.
Yeah. I believe that was yours.
Fuck me.
You know what? It's so weird going back and listening to the episodes, though. I know I only listen to like 5-10 minute clips because I try and pull stuff for the keywords and whatnot.
Right, right.
But it is, it's weird. It's like a nice little time capsule. So yeah. And I think I'm going to make an effort to listen more. You know, when they're in order.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. That sounds gross to me.
You sound gross, bro.
I do, probably.
Oh, who's that gross guy?
I say it every time. Every time Al's editing and I hear my laugh, I'm like, ugh. Well,
I think because when we laugh, it's louder.
like fucking idiot every time.
Oh, my God. You know what I did? I was listening to last week's episode because that fucking the Yamashim thing. Oh, that made me laugh.
Yamashim.
That made me fucking laugh.
Yamashim.
But later in the episode, we start doing impressions of Nixon, and you cut out my impression, Al.
I did?
And you did. And I thought I was going fucking crazy. I was like, because I was like, oh man, this is when I do that pretty good Nixon impression, and I'm listening to the podcast and it's not there, and I was like, uh-oh. No wait, I know I said that, and I was actually so like, oh my God, did I not say that?
Oh no, I'm said sorry that. Nikolai,
no it's okay I went and got the raw footage, like the raw edit, like, so it's just my mic and I'm listening to it trying to find that moment. And first of all, it's so weird to hear only your voice isolated, because you don't realize for how long you're not talking for, and then in my case you realize how long you are talking for. I get to the point and I did say the line. I was like, why did he take out just this one thing? It's so funny.
He has it out for you. He every episode he just takes out
that
a little
was
bit
last
of you
episode?
It was last episode. I said, I'm not a creep. And that was a terrible impression. I did way better job last week. But I said that, and you took out that joke.
I don't know why.
Oh, the son of a bitch. Because Matt did his, I think I do know why. Because Matt did his impression, and then we made a bunch of jokes about his impression. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess mine was just, whatever. I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Man,
sorry I made you think you were crazy.
Fucking Al over here, cutting people.
Hey, man, I like
to. When I edited,
make the episode shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I also may it also you know what it is. It also may have been I may have been really loud, and you may have cut it out as like a spiked like a laugh or something.
Hmm.
Or he was like, this motherfucker again.
He thinks he's funny. He thinks he's funny with his Nixon impressions.
Maybe
this motherfucker.
I just don't like Nixon.
He'll never listen. I'll show him.
Farewell.
Comments?
Speaking of gone.
No.
Matt is deathly sick.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, I was going to make a joke, and I was like, no, no. He actually is sick, so don't make any jokes.
Well, he's got the flu.
Yeah, and I hope it, because apparently my sister has the flu, too.
Well, they're strong.
Everybody's getting the flu. It's bad flu season.
Yeah.
Drink your water.
Get
vitamin D's and
that's
C's.
That's how you do it. That's how you get rid of the flu. You just drink some water.
You just drink that water.
Sleep.
Flush you right out. You drink your waters.
No, you just gotta, dance it out. Dance it out.
Yeah, you gotta dance the night away.
I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm getting the flu. I dance it out. And then flu's like, oh, see ya.
Guess you're healthy. You've tricked me, Saish.
So, you know.
Saish, do you remember when I had the flu and we were doing the store open in like 2015?
Yeah. And it was terrible.
Oh, my God. It was one of the worst fucking weeks of my life.
It was mainly working terrible because I had to drive.
That's true. You did have to drive.
I was like, man, this sucks.
Yeah, I had the fucking flu.
Yeah, yeah. Selfish. Selfishly had the flu.
Okay. I had an opportunity to work 12-hour days. It was 10-hour days? Yeah, 10-hour days for fucking 14 days straight. And I get the flu day two. I was like, oh, all right, cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to miss any time, but... I am going to go to the bathroom and just shiver for a while. Like, that was a big part of my day.
What are you doing in there? No, just shivering.
It's just it's so hot and cold. Do you usually sweat when you shiver? You shouldn't be on porcelain when you have the flu if you don't need to use the bathroom. It's not the right way to heal.
I wouldn't know.
We should make a poop bed.
Poop bed.
What?
Just a bed.
I don't think I'd use that.
Would there just be a hole in the bed that you shit in?
Yeah.
But then you'd roll it. Okay. And then you'd fall.
Well, no, you'd put it on so you could lay in the bed, and then you would poop, and then when you're,
I don't know.
You could switch it out. There's compartments.
I feel like I would just get up. And you go to the bathroom instead of shit in my bed.
Well, no, it's for when you're sick.
Yeah.
Not like I might wake up and shit. Unless you might. But then you have to.
On the rare occasion that I wake up in from the need to shit.
Well, yeah, like, you would use it for when you have
time
the flu.
To go.
Yeah. It's not like, I'm not like, I'm awake. Oh, no. It's not.
Man, never that would be horrifying.
Yeah, I'd never sleep again.
I mean, listen, I've had, like, a stomach bug, and you wake up, and you're like, oh, it's go time.
Right. But you're not immediately.
Yeah, I don't wake up and go, oh, it's already going time.
Oh, like, no. That,
I'm waking up mid-shit like, oh, no, I've messed myself.
That's why you gotta get the shit bed.
No.
Oh, my goodness. What a perfect commercial. We didn't even realize we were making it.
Watch out. Buy it in stores.
All right.
The shit bed.
God, now we have to do it. Has this ever happened to you? Oh, no. I've messed myself. If so, get the shit bed now.
Shit bed. Would they sell it in Macy's?
Probably. They sell everything in Macy's.
Fuck yeah, they'd sell it at Macy's. What do you think? Macy's is where you go for high-end shit. And that is some high-end shit.
It's not this JCPenney bullshit.
Oh, damn.
JCPenney's. Come on. What are you doing?
Get out of here.
Well, you can get like a discount shit bed from Walmart.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
It's only available in twin size. You're like,
do they have like a camo one, too?
Camo probably. One? Yeah, fuck yeah. They do.
Camo everything there.
They got the shit cot, and it only comes in camouflage.
Ooh.
It's for camping.
It only comes in camouflage.
Yeah, it's for camping.
Exactly.
You're not allowed to have a regular solid color.
You don't get black or blue or fucking purple. It's only camouflage. Because if you're buying a shit cot, It's Ooh. Going like what
you
else
want
is
it to be camouflage.
Purple camouflage.
Yeah. It's not for the garage.
Yeah, you want you're gonna be out in the wilderness. You don't want people to see you shit in the bed.
Man.
It's true.
You want to be the last time you slept on a cot. It's like one of those weird things in life. Like you never really use that word too often.
I feel like I definitely once.
I definitely slept on a cot.
I just don't know when.
I feel like I know for sure I slept on a cot like when I was a kid, going to like a family wedding, like you had to go somewhere and drive, you got a hotel room with your parents or something. I definitely slept on a cot a couple of times in situations like that, but it's just one of those weird words. I don't know. Slept on a cot. I don't know.
Cot.
Let me get that cat.
Give me that Kit Kat. Ooh, little Kit Kat bars, but they're in the shapes of cots.
I mean, that's what they are.
They're in the shapes of... Oh, I guess if you... Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
They have the little mini Kit Kats. And those are...
Those kind of look like cots? Cats.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's the same shape. Do you want to have the fucking, like...
I want the legs. All right. Yeah.
Well, no, it doesn't have legs, then.
A little person, maybe.
That's too much. Now you're just getting, like...
They can't make that in a factory.
I mean, you can make, like, a sculpture...
Right.
...out of Kit Kats of that.
Ugh. I'm good. Welcome to RLF, everyone.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
RLF,
welcome
get
that, to fucking...
That Kit Kat cart.
Down.
Is that the double theme song?
I guess so. And then the cops come at the end of it.
I didn't know they were recording. Let me turn those off.
I couldn't actually hear him at first, or hear him this time, nice. So I didn't realize you were being literal for a second.
Just assume that there's always sirens.
Is that usually the case?
Not always.
No, not always.
Oh, that's good.
There's a good amount of sirens, though.
I would imagine so. There's just so many people in New York.
A lot of crime.
That's true.
I don't know. Maybe they're just like the police want to go fast and they're just celebrating.
Well, we got the hospital.
Probably not.
We got the hospital right now.
What a beautifully optimistic thing to hope for.
Ooh.
Whoa, dude.
They're just racing.
Well, there's a hospital right down there.
Oh, yeah.
So the ambulance probably.
Whoop, whoop.
Bringing people, you know?
Yeah, a lot of ambulances.
Ambuli?
Ambuli. Yeah. That's right. That's the
Jeez,
plural.
Al, come on. Jeez, didn't you sound like an idiot?
I know. Ambulances. I'm sorry.
I am in no way sure if that is. I don't think that's correct.
I want it to be correct.
I think it's just ambulance.
I want to be attacked by ambuli.
There's like just three ambulance. I think it's just ambulance.
Let's know in the comments.
I have
tell me I'm right, everybody.
I have three times in my life been told that two Nicholases make a Nikolai.
Oh,
and
my
I was
God.
Like, that's the fucking nerdiest shit ever.
The third one, are you going to slap them?
Is that Nikolai?
No, it's already happened.
Oh.
I should have. Yeah. I dated the first one.
Uh-oh. Chansey.
Yeah.
The Pokemon? Chansey.
It did work out well. We were known for fighting.
I mean, no. That was her real name.
Oh.
Chansey.
What?
Chansey.
Yeah, yeah. You don't remember my ex Chansey from college?
Yeah, the Pokemon, Chansey.
No, I do not. It wasn't a Pokemon site.
Chansey's a Pokemon.
Well, she was named after the Pokemon, but she wasn't a Pokemon.
Yeah, her parents were horrible.
How young was she if she was named after
Actually,
Pokemon
no,
started?
No. I'm going to backtrack on that because that mathematically didn't make sense. No. Because Pokemon happened when we were 10, and when I was in college, I was not dating a 12-year-old.
Yeah, no.
So, no.
Well, no, you both would have been Pokemon level.
She changed her name. Her nickname was Chansey.
That's it.
That was her code name.
That was her favorite Pokemon when we were both the same age.
Yeah.
It's like a Charizard card.
No, in reality, she was a year younger than me, but that's fine.
Ugh. Gotta be at least 5 weeks. So, that's the new rule.
What'd you say?
You gotta be at least 5 weeks within your age range. That's the new rule.
Boy, wow. That'd be tough to date.
Yeah.
Boy, that would be a really weird stipulation. Like, everybody.
Oh, you're a January 18th? Oh, wonderful.
Oh, my goodness.
I would just be sitting there trying to do the math, be like, all right, what birthday? I would just have it written down every time I went out.
You'd probably birthdays. Eventually just remember it.
No.
I was about to say, the idea of you not just remembering it, these are the only group of people you could sleep with.
I wouldn't remember it. I'd be like, oh, shit, what is it? It's like April.
I just like, oh my God. I think that means, hold on, 14. That means I can sleep with Jack, but not Matt.
Oh my God.
Man, poor Matt.
Matt, no.
He's going to be heartbroken.
Oh my God. But what if a situation like this occurs? Matt and I are in love.
It's true.
One day?
It can never be.
Yeah, that would protest
to the government.
That would be in, like, erotic novels. That's the too much.
Oh, my God. That really would make for a decent, like a reason why the two lovers can't be together. Like, their governments have forbade it.
The government said no.
So I printed out a couple of comments if you guys want to look at those.
Ooh.
Nah.
Oh.
All right. I get it. I totally get it.
The videos on YouTube have a place called the comment section where people can type out heartfelt and thoughtful reflections of the videos they just watched. Like here at RLF on Wednesdays, now the gang will read a few. It's really hard to rhyme the word Wednesdays.
First comment that we have is from Unknown Captain. And before we get to it, of course, thank you very much, Tommy Gunn.
Thank you, Tommy Gunn.
Unknown Captain.
Thomas?
Writes, yeah. The Browns suck dick is definitely a Matt quote, but I would have first assumed it was racism than sport related. That's pretty good observation because, yeah, I didn't realize he said that, but... that's like a questionable sentence.
Oh, yeah. I'm real happy that he said it, though.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm glad that he got that on the record. We got that recorded, you know? It's out on the
just
interwebs.
So I can use it against him one day when he runs for office.
Blackmail for Matt. We gotcha. You're on candid camera.
Son of a bitch, Matt.
Matt is a real son of a bitch. The next comment we have is kind of a sad one. It's from the Scottish one.
Oh.
He said, on the subject of death, because last week we were discussing Kobe Bryant's untimely death. Mm. I'm gonna butcher this, and it sucks. It's a former YouTuber, E-T-I-K-A.
Etika?
Etika?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Etika, he said, on the subject of death, Etika's suicide last year had me legitimately mourning. I guess it's a bit different when it's a YouTube personality, but I was able to watch him help so many people by just being himself, and to see what he was going through to see what was going on behind his mask broke me and his community for a while. I actually looked into this because I was completely unfamiliar with who this person was, and it's a really tragic story. It was somebody who was basically our age. He was born in 1990. And he was a really popular YouTuber, and he was struggling with depression and made a lot of really scary videos that if I were like a member of his family or even a member of his community, that shit would have frightened me. 'Cause he would talk about having dark thoughts and suicidal thoughts and stuff like that. And then eventually, unfortunately, last year he did end up, jumping off of, forget which bridge, I believe the Manhattan Bridge. Yeah, anyway, his body was found a few days later, and it's a real tragedy. Such a young guy who was obviously able to make a lot of people happy, but more importantly, like that's just... I don't even know. I don't know what to say about that, but as far as it having a weird effect on you, it's not... I don't think it's any different than the Kobe Bryant thing, because it's just this nebulous of... entertainment, basically, that we let into our worlds, and that always has an effect on us no matter what. because the entertainment that we absorb is what shapes our opinions and our likes and dislikes, and the idea of it not having any effect on us when a story ends, especially tragically, in these two cases, wouldn't really, that would be odd if it didn't affect us, I think. That's one of the elements of humanity. But yeah, it sucks.
That's a sad story. Yeah, sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, dude.
So really glad I brought it up on the comedy podcast. It's been a slow week anyway, but
doing it up. Comedy podcast.
Do you guys have any comments that you see?
Or because I've got none. Another one.
Cool. So Super Duper Productions writes, also, this was the funniest episode I've heard in a little while. Keep up the laughs. Don't worry, we didn't.
Yeah, we definitely kept them up.
Last week, we're mashing them. Fucking dying laughing. My fucking throat was killing me this week. I don't know, somebody killed themselves and life is really hard and I'm going to go cry in a corner. Yeah.
Thanks, RLF.
Oh, God.
Started with you talking about having the flu and shivering in a bathroom.
Yeah, that was talking about death. That was like the middle.
The beginning was that story about those chipmunks.
Chipmunks?
Yeah, they got chopped up.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Told you, man.
The last comment I have this week is from Jonathan Durate. Durate.
Karate?
Dart. D-U-A-R-T-E.
Duarte?
Duarte?
Duarte.
I don't know. Love the Papa Burwell stories. Oh. Or any Matt story in general. Would love to hear you guys, what you guys think certain fetishes are just based on the name. Love you guys. And not only do we love you back, first and foremost.
Yeah, love you back.
But I fucking love that idea. And I did some Googling.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately, at work, and I am now unemployed.
Oh, no. Sorry to bring that standing desk home. So,
yeah, I paid for it with my own money, so it is mine.
It's coming with me.
So, I guess I have a question for you guys. What do you think impact play is?
Impact play?
Mm-hmm. Impact play.
I'm gonna say. Getting hit?
Oh my goodness.
Impact play?
Okay.
Like, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What makes you say that? Like, why do you think it's getting hit? It's because of the word
impact. Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be a lot grosser.
Maybe it's just like, I don't know. You thrust really hard.
Oh. What?
Constantly. No. Like, where it hurts. Like, you're punching each other with your body.
Okay, so Saich, you think that it's like hitting and smacking? Is that what you said?
Yeah, dude.
And Al, you believe that it's an aggressive pace.
Yeah, but like you're punching each other with your body.
With your body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm so glad you said it again. Oh, you're a goddamn genius.
Oh, man.
According to Allure.com,
oh,
impact play means spanking, flogging, paddling, huh, and other forms of consensual striking.
Man, we went over, Saich.
I didn't. I was right.
No, impact you said play. Like kitten. But no. I don't. No, you're right.
Saich was totally right. He's spot on. Impact play can range from I go a light over. Slap.
And how did you go over?
I don't know.
Just thrusting real hard.
Yeah, but like
wait, what? What is
so
it?
Hard? It's like you're punching each other, but with your bodies. The name of this episode has got to be Body Punching.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy fuck. Oh.
Impact play can range from a light slap on the bum to a crack of the whip.
Damn. Ooh. Ooh. I'm hard just thinking about it.
Oh, jeez. That's your body. It's natural. I don't appreciate it.
Hey, you don't gotta look.
Let's see.
So the next one I've got.
Oh, nice.
Is mechanophilia.
Mechanophilia.
Machianophilia? Fuck.
Oh, I don't know. I don't see it.
No, I know you don't see it. I think I'm getting it right, but. Yeah, whatever. What do you think that is?
No, I mean, like, I literally can't find it.
No, he's talking about the fetish thing still.
Oh. I was looking for a username on the comments. I'm sorry,
no,
Nicholas.
No, I don't see it.
I'm done with the comments. I'm Thank sorry. You so much, everybody who wrote your comments. What do you guys think mechanophilia? Whatever. What do you think it is?
What do you think? It's got to be something with like mechanical shit. Like robot fucking or something.
You only make love to a robot.
Yeah, maybe robot banging. Robo-bang.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Al?
I'm gonna agree with robo-banging.
Makes sense.
Well, I gotta tell you something. Sige, you're a little freak. Because whatever that word is characterized by sexual attractions to machines, sometimes a desire to engage in sexual relations with or in an airplane, car, bicycle, or helicopter.
Oh, so you're not banging.
You're not banging a toaster,
you're not banging
though.
The robot.
So you're just fucking in, you want to have sex in a machine.
You're not like jerking off to the Terminator.
Yeah.
I like when he's all metal.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part. That's what I'm really, really flicking the bean. Yeah. That's what I call jerking off. Nobody likes it. It makes everyone uncomfortable. But it's more accurate with my penis size. Anyway, how about macrophilia?
What does that mean? That means big. That
one I'm saying correctly. Now, this also has another word for it, but I'm not going to use it because it's pretty spot on.
What's the other word?
I'm not going to say it.
I'm going to say macrophilia is like when a bunch of people get horny, like a half a city.
Oh, shit.
Macrophilia.
Okay. So it's like a mass horniness.
Yes. That's fabulous.
I'm going to say you like banging like big people. Bigger people.
Giants.
Okay. No. Like yeah.
8 foot.
Bigger people.
And higher.
Macrophilia,
or giant test sex, is abnormal sexual condition that involves being attracted and aroused by someone who is much larger than you are physically. In short, it's a phenomenon in which people are turned on by giants and fantasies involving giants. So, Sige, I mean, you got it. You nailed it.
I'm like 2.5 for 3 right now.
Damn.
You really are. You really are. I mean, that unfortunately, fortunately or unfortunately, that will be it. But
wow. Well, I won nothing.
So, well, now you know.
You won the pride of knowing that.
I win the games that don't matter.
Yes, every time we keep score, you lose.
It's like, whose line is it anyway? Although you don't have to sing a song.
Yeah, the points
at the
don't matter is when sight shines the brightest.
Yeah, I don't get to do the hoedown with Drew Carey though.
Ah, what a dream.
Ugh, that was always the worst part.
I didn't mind. Some of them were okay.
Yeah.
Some of them were okay. I loved when they. I hated the hoedown though. I always liked when they ended on props. Props was the best game.
Props was pretty good. Yeah.
I feel like the audience liked the hoedown, maybe.
Could they get to clap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People love clapping.
Yeah, people fucking love clapping.
Oh, fuck, I get to clap?
Synchronized
clapping?
Yeah,
bro.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro.
I mean, that's the whole point. You go to sporting events is to clap for your color scheme. No. I mean, yeah.
I go for the tiny seats.
Oh.
Yeah, it's true. There's plenty of those.
I like the uncomfort of watching it next to a
I like
a
knowing
bunch
that
people.
I'm going to hate getting there, not enjoy being there, and absolutely despise getting home.
Yeah.
What do you think, if you know how the like movie theaters changed to all the luxury, or not luxury, but
like the nice
recliners,
yeah, the fancy seats.
Oh, if stadiums start putting in like wider seats to accommodate the
fat
people?
would that be it'd probably just be real gross, right?
But they would have way less seats.
No, it would have to be like, well, yeah, you're right.
Or they'd have to build giant, like even bigger stadiums.
For all the lazy boys.
Could it be like two seats would be one recliner?
I guess so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two or three. At least at three seats, that's like a fucking, that's a love seat. Like, it looks like you're crazy.
Let me lounge.
You fit like four kids in a three-seater.
Oh, each family gets a three-seater?
What? No.
It's the family section.
You should not own a stadium.
It's true.
Al, if you owned a stadium, what would it be for? Like, or two?
Oh, man. Maybe we'll do, like, we'll do paintball. And, like...
Paintball arena?
A paintball arena. Ooh. And then we'll...
And you, like, watch people play paintball?
Yeah, but we have, like, we have sets. So, like, we'll be like, here's the wall set. And there'll be a bunch of, like, blown up buildings. And they'll, you know, it'll be, like, the realistic paintball, like, things. But then we'll switch it out in halftime. To another mm-hmm. setting.
You can have like the floor drop out.
Oh,
or something,
yeah.
Like they do at Madison Square Garden. Yeah.
Or like freeze it over. Yeah. Like so it's ice. Ice mode.
Everybody ice falling.
Yeah, man. Or they have skis
on. What would you call it?
Ah, man. Paintball Tuesdays.
It's only on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday thing.
Or it's like TGI
Fridays. The name
Fridays.
Of the arena is going to be called Paintball Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you said I shouldn't have sponsors? A stadium. Oh, sponsors? tractors.
Just in general.
Yes. Paintball Tuesday brought to you by... Tractors.
You know, the companies who make tractors, they each get a spot. It's like Burger King, McDonald's.
Is the other sponsor fish?
The fish crackers? Oh, no, you mean
just
real fish.
Just fish. Fish. Like goldfish?
Yeah, goldfish.
Whatever you want to interpret when I say the word fish, that's what the sponsor is.
All right, yeah. Tractors and fish. Let's bring it.
But as far...
Commercial for fish.
Oh, no. My God. Now I'm just imagining reading a sign. Eat fish. So you're at a stadium, like, you know how you go to like a minor league baseball game or even some major league baseball games and they got all the billboards or ad space that make up the outfield yeah. wall because, you know, they need the sponsorship to keep the doors open. Just one of those ads is just this fucking fish. There's four letters.
Fish.
It's so stupid. Right next to it is tractors. They're sister companies.
They'd sell, hopefully. I really hope so.
Tractors.
Tuesday paintball needs this. I switched it. Fuck.
You should start riding the tractors during the paintball.
Ooh.
That's one of the sets.
Oh, yeah. Tractor mode. Tractor mode.
Tractor mode. Each team gets a tractor.
Oh, just man. One.
You have to drive it to the other side.
Yeah. You gotta, like, transport, like, a robot.
What?
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 Like, it's an animatronic of a person. And it's like, help me! And you gotta bring it to the other side.
Why?
this is tractor mode. We gotta like have them transport something. Maybe it's some. Maybe it's some food.
Why not like a bale of hay or something that a tractor would move?
Okay, yeah, it transports a bunch of fish. Just a bunch of fish.
Yeah, a crate of fish. All right, oh, man. Tractor and fish. That makes more sense than a robot.
Well, no, it's simulating a person. I know we could just have a person in it.
You're spending all this money on robots now.
Oh, Al's got a crazy high robot budget.
Yeah, it is. We need that ad money.
Yeah.
All right, but I should definitely not own.
I don't know, man. I feel like people would make their way to Paintball Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All for the tractor and fish, yeah.
Gotta go for my dream.
And they got those great big wide seats that are super comfortable.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about those.
As far as, like, the seats at stadiums, depending on which sport you're talking about, I don't think they're going to change the seats at all because, like, basketball sells out like crazy. A lot of people go to basketball games. But like baseball, for example, nobody goes. You watch a baseball game, if you got a park that holds like 45,000, 50,000 people, there's like 7,000, 10,000 there on a weeknight.
Baseball's
crazy. It's like,
it's so boring though.
It really is.
Like, it's fun being there, but I don't care enough about. If I'm going to go to a baseball game, I'm going to go to like the minor league game. Spend like $20 on a ticket. Have fun.
Get some popcorn.
Yeah.
Some peanuts, some Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never come back.
I mean, no, like I don't want to live there. Like, I want to come back.
Too late.
No, I mean, I just want to root for the home team.
Yeah. I mean, if they don't win,
it's a shame.
If they don't win, it's fucking bullshit if they don't win.
Well, I mean, quack. It's one.
Oh.
It's two.
Quack.
It's three strikes you're out.
Quack.
For that old ball game. Hey, they were having a bad day.
I like that you just started quacking at me.
Yeah,
you're like, I know he's going to do it.
I'm rooting for the home team. You.
No, you're. I totally agree. Minor league baseball game is the way to go if you actually want to watch the game. But like, I'm a Mets fan, so it's not fun to go to Mets games.
Yeah, like I'm not. I don't want to spend like I like the Yankees, but I don't want to go to the Yankee Stadium and like deal
right.
With
it's
all
a
that.
Whole thing. It's a day.
And like spend all the money on the ticket because like I don't care enough about baseball. Like. When I was younger, I liked it a lot more.
They'd always pop you.
Yeah. But no, absolutely. Because you're playing it, too. When you're younger, you're playing Little League. You're like, I used to know all the, like, I mean, I guess also when we were kids, you just, well, I don't know this for a fact, but when you're kids, you just kind of romanticize, like, all the names. Like, names like Ken Griffey Jr. or, like, even he's a scumbag, but Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens.
Old,
like, those names
Tino
I'll never
Martinez.
Forget. Yeah, Tina Martino, or Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill, Derek Jeter.
Chuck Knobloch, Jorge Posada.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a Met fan, so that names lineup. Like Eduardo Alfonso and Ray Ordóñez, like that's where it's at for me. John Olerud and Robin Ventura. And as far as being a Mets fan goes, I'm super weird because I'm like the only guy on this fucking planet that did not worship Piazza's feet. Like, I wasn't a huge Piazza guy. I don't know. I just,
unbelievable.
And I know that that's crazy because he's one of the best players in the franchise's history, but I don't know. It's a weird thing, but
it's just one that never caught your eye.
Exactly. Exactly.
12
sometimes
home runs.
Everybody's got that 12. Everybody's got like you've all had that YouTuber and you watch one of their videos and you're like, okay, not for me. They're not all for me. That's fine.
Yeah, Al chest for each garbage.
Yeah, you're
videos.
Like, oh, what is this?
Cattails. Skip.
Oh no, if you can, that's everyone likes cattails.
It's that song. That's why
I got to go. I got to do some Dog Tales. Ooh. Actually, I did. I did one back in the day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nobody way liked back. It.
Yeah, everyone was like, "What?" That's what they sound like. It's crazy.
You got to do one with those Stelbean Dog Tales.
Ooh, Stelbean.
Oh, Stelbean. That'd be a lot of Dog Tales. Big, thick dog tails.
Thick tails. You like them chunky. Mm.
Yeah. I think it's that time again, fellas, for everybody's favorite question.
Oh.
Big city living. Living it up in that big fucking city. It's a really vulgar song, but it's pretty accurate to what you guys have been doing.
Yeah. It has.
Yeah.
So how's big city living, fellas?
Oh man, you know.
All right.
Big city living, living it up in that motherfucking city. I love if that was like the only time like big city living. That was our answer every time. Yeah, it's all right. And then we just never go further with it.
Like, I guess that's
yeah, I mean, it's okay. I told you guys about it. I don't know if I said it on the podcast about the guy when I was walking to work one morning. He asked me if I wanted to buy toilet paper for $8.
No, no, that was on the podcast.
Yeah, I told you both, you guys. I was walking to work, one morning, 4:30 in the morning.
Bright and early.
Dark and early.
Yeah,
still.
That's true.
But I got about a block away, and some guy was just like, "Hey, you want to buy this toilet paper? $8." It was like a 12-pack of toilet paper. And like, it didn't look like the good stuff,
right.
So I don't think it was worth $8. I was walking to work. I'm like, I don't want to fucking buy toilet paper and then just have it with me all day.
Site showed up today with 12 things of toilet paper.
Start handing them out. But yeah, so there was that.
See, now my first reaction, Al, and I know I'd love to hear what yours was when you heard this story, was, Seich, you fool. You should have offered him 3. He probably would have settled on 5, and that's a great deal for toilet paper.
Yeah, but
like those are good numbers on TP.
Yeah, but then I had my hand to my pocket because it was cold. I'd have to like take my hand out.
Was it raining or no?
No, it was just, you know, cold. I had my face covered up. It was just my eyes poking out, and that was it.
Like, nah, man, I don't want your toilet paper.
He's like, nah, dude.
I am good.
I walked past. I was like, nah, dude, I'm good.
What up? Now, Al, how did you feel when you first heard that story?
That he was getting overcharged for that toilet paper. Not buy that toilet paper.
$8.
Yeah, it did not look like $8.
I thought he was gonna be selling Seich drugs before he said bread.
I wish. Bread.
He never said bread.
Selling
me bread.
You'd be really funny is if you bought the toilet paper and there was drugs in it.
It's all just like a really boring drug.
A really boring drug? Like salvia?
I guess so.
I guess that'd be like the most boring drug. Is it even a drug, technically?
I don't know. Oops.
I don't know, dude. I'm not a fucking...
Salvia? Yeah, salvia is a drug. Fuck yeah, it fucks you up. I mean, it doesn't last very long, but hell yeah, it's a drug. I mean, caffeine's a drug, so
yeah,
it's obvious
caffeine.
That's true. It just sold me caffeine.
No, caffeine soaked bread.
Ew.
Ew. What form of caffeine did you think of when he said that, Seich?
Any form I thought of was liquid. No, I just thought of like mushy bread.
Oh no!
So the first thought I had was just bread that had been sitting in coffee. Like,
oh,
so it's just mushy, gross, darker than it should be bread. Like, is that pumpernickel? No, it was white bread. Oh,
I'm going to throw up in this cup.
Can you imagine if he did it? No balls. He just fucking throws up. You know, no one's ever puked on the podcast before.
Oh, shit. Now I got to do it.
I know we didn't record it. Oh, God. Oh.
Get that. Get that.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. Water after that one. Oh.
Sage has the largest water bottle. He had to lift it up.
Oh. What size water bottle?
24 ounce.
No, it's what?
Wow.
This?
Fucking yeah. Fancy.
It's a 16.9. Just a regular
bottle. So I guess a 24 ounce wouldn't be that much.
It's just a regular water bottle.
Yeah. That makes sense. You know what else could have been in that toilet paper?
What?
Which would have been super shady.
Cheese?
Well, no, that would have been stanky. I think he'd have found that it was cheese. Well, what else do you think he would have found in the toilet papers if he bought it out?
Cheese?
Pushing the cheese narrative.
Kids what? Really pushing all for right. This cheese.
Okay, he found cheese.
Oh, shit.
A knife or something sharp?
Nah, man. It wouldn't be that. It'd probably be a gun.
Oh,
whoa. And if it was a gun, then you gotta be the fuck up out of there. Because if I need a gun, I don't want to be there.
Oh, boom. Good thing I didn't get that toilet paper.